all my magical mofos, and welcome back. Welcome to the week of August 5th through August 11th. This is your host, Cardzy B. As some of you may already know, I'm a tarot card reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I started around age 11, and though I played with many tarot decks throughout my adult life, I really struggled to find one that was both light energy and was easy to relate to, which is what caused me to eventually start illustrating and designing my own. As Albert Einstein famously said, the most important decision we make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe. And I def believe we live in a friendly and fun universe, and that's why the deck I'm drawing is all empowered ladies of pop culture. Anyway, speaking of badass bitches of pop culture, I'm so excited to host our first guest interview with Emily Bache and Abigail Breslin of the Wonderless Girls, aka the Two of Wands in my deck, which we'll get to later. Before we dive into tarot, travel, and fashion with the Wonderless Girls, let's check out our cards of the week. So if you listened to last week's episode, you know our cards for August are Justice, i.e. the Ruth Bader Ginsburg card, finding what's true and right for yourself and cutting cords to anything that doesn't serve you any longer, and also Five of Pentacles. This card really encourages us to shift attention from what may be lacking to seeing the support that you actually have around you. So it's kind of a change of perspective card. For more in-depth info on those and how they relate to August, you can go back to the previous episode from last week. So for the card of the week, okay, again, I'm working on my shuffle. I had mixed reviews about that this week. I had one listener who said she loved it, and still the OG anti-shuffle listener said it was still very loud in her headphones. So we're gonna try to keep it down, ladies. Okay, so, ooh, Eight of Cups. Okay. So this card is traditionally shown as a person with their back turned walking away from eight cups. Eights are strength cards. As we know, they're ruled by the strength card in Major Arcana, which in my deck is Celine Dion. It's traditionally shown as a woman kind of calming a lion, just very with internal calm, confidence and strength, which is very Miss Celine, like very strong and confident in kind of an unaggressive, unassuming way. So the Eight of Cups specifically is kind of a bittersweet strength. It's leaving what used to serve you, but is no longer for your highest and best. In my deck, this is actually Demi Lovato. I think that she is truly a badass bitch, and I send her so much love and light as she leaves behind old patterns. I think that this card is also really applicable this week, especially as we're in a waning moon period, which means the moon's light is getting smaller. So we just had the waning quarter moon this Saturday, August 4th, and this Wednesday, the 8th through Friday the 10th is the dark moon right before the new moon eclipse on the 11th. So in the dark moon period, it's just that period of really, what do we need to release? The Eight of Cups asks us to be strong and walk away from anything that's not serving us. So the dark moon is an ideal time to release habits and crutches that you know are no longer productive, even if they were helpful at one time. I get this a lot. This card comes up for me with a certain ex-girlfriend and vices that I've had in my life. And it's one of those things that even if you loved it and it was beneficial at the time, you're like, Eight of Cups, no, I don't need that anymore. And it is not good for me. The new moon on Saturday 11th is really asking us to take risks in order to manifest and let in what we really want. So Eight of Cups, any shit that will get in the way so you're ready to receive what you're seeking. As Madonna says, there's no greater power. What a perfect segue to introduce this week's guests, the fierce and fabulous fashion and travel bloggers, Emily Bache and Abigail Breslin of The Wonderless Girls. These magical mofos have styled celebs like Macklemore, international fashion campaigns, all while traveling the globe to give us much needed tips and tricks about the most stylish destinations. Hi guys, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Hi! We're so excited.
Oh my god. Hello. So I've known you guys for what, like 7 years now? Is it longer?
Yeah.
So do you guys want to tell the story of how we originally met?
Oh my god. It's probably the best. We tell everyone this story, so I think the listeners are going to enjoy it. Emily had this fetish with Groupon for a little while, and she saw something for a burlesque bikini boot camp class. And we don't like to work out, so Emily thought it'd be fun to get dressed up and learn a dance. And I'm doing air quotes, get dressed up and learn a dance. And we show up to this class in, what were we wearing? Thigh-high boots, fishnets, corsets, boas, glitter, big hair. We were the only ones dressed up.
Aside from, well, yeah.
Yeah, so we were the only ones dressed up. And we did the class anyways, which was not learning a dance. It was an actual workout class.
We were doing push-ups and eating feather boas, and they were filming for a morning show.
That so, I didn't know.
We were definitely
yes.
drawing attention to ourselves. And then, Bex, you had emailed us after the class. You didn't actually even come up to us during the class. And
I was so intimidated by you guys because I also was dressed up. All three of us assumed you were actually supposed to dress like you were appearing in the movie Burlesque. And so I had, like, black sequin booty shorts and, like, God knows what bra top. And I thought you guys had the most incredible style. So, yeah, then I emailed you guys afterwards. But I was totally intimidated by you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. People say that a lot because we don't like our smiles with teeth.
That seemed to be related.
We look scary in photos, but we're really like the biggest losers you'll ever meet.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's when I was still at Playboy. So I was like really interested. We were, I think that's the time we were working with Marc Jacobs and I knew you guys were bloggers and, you know, I had heard and read Wonderlust, obviously. And so I was like, oh my God, I have to reach out to them. And then, yeah, we've been besties ever since. So... As soon as I was, like, able to finally hook up all my equipment to actually have guests on the show, because, you know, that was a nightmare in general, and plus Mercury's in retrograde. But once I figured that out, I was like, you guys have to be the first guests, obviously.
Honored.
Yeah. So, actually, getting back to it. Okay. So, in addition to you guys being known for, obviously, jet-setting and styling international fashion campaigns and celebrities, you're definitely known for your kind of dark, sexy, witchy style and vibe. So, does that come from anything? Like, how does the metaphysical or supernatural world, like, how has that played a role in your life or influenced your style?
Well, we've always really felt connected to the supernatural world. We've had sort of like familiar feelings of past lives, and for sure we've been, you know, connected in past lives with each other and definitely with you.
We've probably been married in like 10 past lives.
Yeah, I can see that.
So we always had an understanding for that type of stuff, and also for kind of like the other side, you know, it's always come very natural to us. So we never really shied away from it. And, you know, we've always had sort of a darker style, something that's inspired by the places that we've gone, but most of the places that we go end up being graveyards and places in Salem and
witch town.
Yeah, so I mean it's definitely inspired by that. So you'll see lots of cloaks yeah, definitely lots of black, lace, leather, vinyl, whatever that type of stuff is.
Halloween or October is basically our like
yes, yes to that. Okay. Well, on that path, do you guys have a favorite tarot card? And if so, what card is your favorite individually or as a pair?
Everything is pretty much as a pair. So I would say we love the star card. We always hope to draw it. I mean, cosmic protection is pretty magical, so we love that. And, you know, who doesn't love good fortune? Most importantly, what draws us to the card is destiny. I think that's something really interesting and comforting, knowing that you're supposed to be where you are and wherever your life has led you, you're supposed to be in that moment.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is the star card is actually Zenobia, who I don't know if you guys have met her. She's an incredible psychic medium and also tarot reader. And I've learned so much from her. And she's actually she has a show coming out. I don't know if I'm allowed to release this information yet, but on a big network. And she's the star card because I feel like she embodies all of those things. But as I've been drawing the cards, it's now like when people ask me if I have a favorite, like it's like all of my favorite women in the world. So it's really hard. I'm like, I can't answer that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm still gonna go with Madonna, obviously Wheel of Fortune, but aside from that, I love them all. But yes, I love the star card too, and Zenobia is like such a badass, so that's an amazing answer. Do you guys have one that like gives you the middle finger when you get that card that you absolutely hate?
I mean, we're all about seeing each card as something positive in any way, so we try not to look for the negative, but we try not to pull the judgment card just because we feel that judgment is something that we should never practice, especially with the the company we keep, we all get a little crazy.
Yeah, the lives we've led, I don't think we have any place to judge anybody.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, I think it can also, like, I totally hear you on that. I think that can also be kind of how do you rectify things in your own life or, like, cut cords with things, even if it's your own behavior and not outside energies or influences. So, I try to take that spin on it, but I definitely agree with you on that. And then I don't know, I think I've spoken about it in past episodes, but you guys are the Two of Wands in my deck, which is kind of just like, I love it. I'm Wands as well. I love Wands. They're fire energy. They're definitely like making shit happen. And you guys are drawn, the two of you, with like the background of Nashville, your new home in the background, like in sexy, badass black leather witchy outfits, holding wands. And Abby's got the globe in one hand and her wand in the other. And the Two of Wands is really about kind of embarking on a new adventure. And it's kind of, it can be twos or decisions. So it can be like a should I stay or should I go card. And I think it's like, you know, in that path, it's always encouraging you. The message in that card is kind of do the scarier thing because it will pay off. And I think that you guys, you know, made a massive leap and have seen great successes in your new adventures in Nashville. So I love this card for you. If you guys had to define that card for yourselves, like in one word or one statement, what would you guys say about the Two of Wands?
So we see the Two of Wands as kind of like a risk taker, being adventurous and looking for open doors for opportunities. A lot of people miss out on opportunities because they're just too bashful to try, I think.
Yeah, this card has a lot of potential, I think.
Yeah, I love that about you guys. I love that you're definitely risk takers. I think that that's such an inspiration in you guys as actual individuals and like Wonderless Girls as a brand and as a mission. So I think that's totes perfect, the Two of Wands, for you bitches. I think those are all the major questions I had. I was going to say, if you guys have any questions, you can ask the cards and I'll do a quick reading for you if there's anything you have pending or want an answer to.
We'd love to know, like, kind of what to look for is, as in work for Nashville in the fall.
Nice.
Like what we have coming up.
What the path will be for us in the upcoming months.
Nice. I know, because you guys have been doing a lot of travel blogs and posts lately. So that's mostly what you've been doing. So you're looking to do a little bit more in Nashville in the fall?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to... gonna shuffle. I've been getting complaints about the shuffle, like it's too loud, so I'm working on that. Like I've got a
it's not too bad
got a towel situation because I was like banging on my glass table, all the things. All right, here we go. So let's look at upcoming. Ooh, okay, well your center card, well I'll go into this all as a whole. Your center card is Seven of Swords, and that's kind of, it's sevens are ruled by victory, so it's a victory card, which is good. It can be like, the message in Seven of Swords can be careful not to be manipulative. Like it's, you can definitely have a lot of opportunities coming, but like, you know, be careful not to like do it in a Slytherin kind of way, for lack of a better word. And then you have recent past, you actually, this is funny, you have your card, Two of Wands, which makes sense because you kind of came through that transition into Nashville. And you've also, Two of Wands can also be associated with travel and journeys. And you guys have been, you know, doing a lot of travel this summer. And that's been most of your blogs and posts and your clients. So that totally makes sense. And then you have Four of Swords, which is kind of building a foundation for the future and kind of going within and setting your intention for what you really want. So that kind of resonates with, okay, now that you're going to be doing some more work in your home base, like what is it that you're really going to be focusing on and set intentions around that?
Okay.
For present, you have Three of Pentacles. So that's kind of like just chipping away at what you're doing. And like, if you love it, if it comes in the form of something that you really enjoy, this card is an opera singer, Brooke Snow. I think you guys know her. And she is such a badass bitch. And she really is like, she loves what she's doing. She always, since she was a little girl, always loved singing and just really kind of took opportunities that she enjoyed. And I thought she was going to grow up to be a pop singer. And she's like, you know, just rocking it in the opera world. So Three of Pentacles for your upcoming work is really like anything that comes up, whether it's people you meet, something that sounds fun, like do things and say yes to things that truly resonate, that are enjoyable. And the card that you get paired with that in the present is the World, which is Betty White, which, like, who doesn't want Betty White, right? That's, like, basically completion in the cycle of, like, if you continue to do that, of just do what's true to your nature, what resonates, it's going to be, you're going to, like, get the whole world. You're going to get Betty White. And then outside forces, Ace of Swords. So that's kind of like new truths, new opportunities coming in. And that can be work related. It can be like intellectual. It can be creative challenges. So that's interesting. And then you have Six of Pentacles, which is kind of a balance card. So it looks like you're going to have a lot of financial stuff coming in. And it's in that it's kind of just weigh the balance with what feels good to take on work-wise. But also take some time off for yourself and financially, like, spend some, have fun with it, but also, like, you know, save what you need, like, put that back into your business for Wonderless Girls, what you need. That's just like you've got a lot coming in, which is exciting, but definitely be like where to balance it. And the outcome of the reading is Ace of Cups, which is a new love card. I know you asked a work question, but this is interesting. You could have a new love coming in through a work venture. And you also have Knight of Cups, which is knights are often messengers. And cups are, they're ruled by, this is like the water love energy. So this is kind of like an emotional, like, message coming in a time of really sitting in what you enjoy and what resonates with you. So I think a lot of the projects that are coming in are going to be, like I said, if you follow the Three of Pentacles going into like what truly resonates, what you love and enjoy, you're going to meet some really cool people too. And this could be like friend love. This could be an actual romance, but it looks like good stuff is coming in the next couple months for you ladies.
So exciting.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much again. I'm so excited to see what you guys have coming up on Wonderless Girls. And I'm going to be down in Nashville with Lola the Dom Pom, of course. So I can't wait yes. for our adventures. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was so helpful. Amazing. We're really going to take it and apply it to our work.
So how great are the Two of Wands? I mean, that should totally be their Halloween costume this year, by the way. So yeah, you can find out more about Emily and Abigail's adventures at thewonderlessgirls.com and at Wonderless Girls on all of their social media. So we now know to keep the judgment card away from them and that they love the star card and Groupon, apparently. So just to recap before we go, August brings us Justice and the Five of Pentacles. And this week's message is the Eight of Cups. Let go of anything that's no longer serving you, whether it's a toxic ex, too much partying, or too much procrastination. But don't beat yourself up too much, because we all did the best we knew with the consciousness we had at the time. But now that you know better, let that shit go in order to allow the good stuff from Saturday's new moon to come in. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out Cardsy B on Instagram. Also for New Yorkers, Psychic Sundays at the Ace Hotel. I'm actually headed there tonight from 5 to 8, as well as upcoming Sunday lunches at the Green Pear Cafe. Thanks so much and stay magical AF.